This year's almost over, but there are still some incredible games coming out. From new entries and classic franchises to innovative new indie platformers, we decided to create a list that has something for everyone. I'm your host, Retrospect, and today we're checking out some of the top games releasing this November. Football Manager 26 finally arrived on November 4th, and this isn't just another yearly update, it's a pretty complete rebuild. After skipping a year, FM26 is making its grand return with a brand new Unity engine, bringing better graphics, smoother menus, and an all-new matchday experience that feels more alive than ever. This version finally includes official Premier League licensing, meaning real club kits, logos, and stadiums from the actual teams, plus FIFA World Cup 2026 integration, letting you make your teams and take them to the world stage. It's also launching day one on Xbox Game Pass, so fans can jump straight into the dugout for free. Don't believe me, just watch. Ruvalli drops on November 11th, and it's shaping up to be the next big mindbender for fans of Disco Elysium. Here you play as Eugene Harrow, a man battling his mental health while trapped in a 47-minute time loop inside a rundown motel. Every loop lets you reshape who Eugene becomes, whether it's cynical, kind, paranoid, it all depends on your choices. But this isn't a detective story, you're not solving crimes, you're trying to understand yourself and maybe what terrible thing brought you here in the first place. Ruvalli looks ready to dive into guilt, trauma, and the slow collapse of time itself.
Vending machines, tells people off, doesn't second guess, just goes. He's not unkind, he's just done pretending to be okay. Me? I'd apologize to a chair for bumping into it, but this guy, he flips off the sky, and when it explodes, he doesn't flinch. They broke your time. Go get him, bro. Your Mr. Harrow will be available November 11th, 2025.
Anno 117 Pax Romana launches on November 13th, and it's taking the series back in time all the way to the Roman Empire. Here you start with a small settlement, gather resources, and expand your city piece by piece, but the new entry, Pax Romana, doesn't just stick to old habits, it's completely expanding them. So for the first time, the game adds true RTS mechanics, letting you train and command land troops in real time. You can raise armies of archers, swordsmen, manage your barracks and weaponsmiths, and even invade neighboring islands while trying to juggle trade routes and all the different politics. Pax Romana looks like the most ambitious entry yet.
So will you rule with a Roman fist or a Celtic touch? What happens next? That's up to you. You can take it from here.
Next on our list is Call of Duty Black Ops 7 dropping November 14th. This game takes place in the year 2035, following David Mason and his team as the world edges towards collapse, and it's Treyarch's next big move for the series, blending near-future tech and an all-out chaos in the classic Black Ops style. But the big talk has been multiplayer because Treyarch is finally listening, and it's taking skill-based matchmaking and is turning it into open-based matchmaking, so faster and fairer lobbies, and just more variety in who you face. Between the campaign's new co-op options and a new engine, plus the massive matchmaking shift, Black Ops 7 might be the best entry in the series yet that fans have been waiting for.
They have no idea who they're dealing with.
There is no escaping me.
Coming up next, we have Where Wind Meets, dropping November 14th for PlayStation 5 and PC. Now, originally thought to be a PC exclusive, players were thrilled to learn Where Wind Meets will now also be available on PS5, so giving more players the opportunity to explore ancient China, where division and unrest set the stage for an action-packed, open-world game where you decide the fate of the Northern Song Dynasty. So, as a swordsman balancing on the edge of conflict, players interact by exploring scenic landscapes, engaging in intense combat, and uncovering long-forgotten truths as well as their own identities. A hauntingly beautiful mashup of lore, adventure, and martial arts, Where Wind Meets will leave players asking for only one thing, more. After nearly a decade in beta, Escape from Tarkov officially launches its 1.0 version on November 15th. Developed by Battlestate Games, this hardcore first-person extraction shooter has players pick between two teams, USCC and Bear, as they enter raids in the war-torn Norvisk region to loot, survive, and hopefully escape. Now, what sets it apart is its high-stakes gameplay. If you die in a raid, you lose everything. And if you escape, your loot is saved in your stash, so you come back stronger. Version 1.0 brings a full release with more polish, expanded systems, and a completely refined experience that delivers the game the community has been waiting for. Up next, we have Midnight Walkers dropping November 21st. If you're not ready for Halloween to end, this hardcore FPS game is perfect for horror and zombie fans alike. Following the outbreak of a contagious zombie virus and those forced to compete for both the amusement of those watching and their own lives. Playing alone or with a brave group of friends, you struggle to survive inside of Liberty Grand Center, where players must craft weapons, scavenge armor, and fight horrific zombies to achieve one simple goal. Get out of the building before each floor fills with poison gas. Coming up next, we have Of Ash and Steel, now dropping November 24th after Tiny Build Games and developer Fire and Frost announced a temporary delay due to ongoing issues, but despite those reported delays, Ash and Steel holds the record as one of the best performing demos, and it has over 220,000 wishlists on Steam already. You get to engage in dangerous quests, forge alliances, and enjoy weird humor as you decide your fortune and shape the fate of the world around you. It's a third-person action-adventure medieval RPG, and it feels like the perfect touch of 2000s nostalgia, reminiscent of Gothic and games like Risen. Step into the world of solo leveling with Arise Overdrive, launching November 24th, on PC and coming to consoles in 2026. Built from the hit novel and webtoon series, the game lets you play as Sung Jin-woo, a low-tier hunter with the rare ability to level up through combat. Battle through hordes of monsters, take on dungeons, and experience both the original story and new adventures exclusive to the game. So fans of the franchise are gonna love seeing Jinru's growth and skills brought to life in a fully interactive world, but any newcomers will also get a thrilling entry point into the global phenomenon. And finally on our list, Meet Constance, a beautifully hand-drawn 2D action-adventure launching November 24th. Here you play as an artist stuck inside her own crumbling creative mind. Her paintbrush is the weapon, exploration is the journey, and every corner hides a piece of her lost self. The mechanics mix fluid platforming with paint-powered movement, dive in the walls, slice through air, and bounce off surfaces with style. The theme? Mental health, artistry, decay, and redemption. You'll wander through a vivid inner world filled with puzzles, combat, and weirdly beautiful environments, each more painterly than the last. If you're craving an indie game that plays like a moving painting and hits like an emotional punch, keep an eye on Constance. And And there's our list for some of the top games dropping this November. Release dates do change, for example, Ashton Steel, so be sure to check out our release date calendar to stay up to date with releases so you don't miss out. I'm a huge platforming fan, so I gotta check out Constance, and of course, the new COD I'm excited to see, mainly the multiplayer, but what do you think? Any games on this list you can't wait to play? Let us know. I've been your host, Retrospect. Thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you right here next time on Opera GX. Bye, everyone.